Case that you have from last week, that you just got the two pages, but from last week. The second Torah that you have on that page from last week, where it says, Hagoyes Haramaz, that's Ramoshes Akuto, Malaitz Chai.
It's the Hagos of one of the great Mekubolim, Ramoshes Akuto, on the Eitz Chaim of the Rizal. Again, we're not going to understand this really entirely now, just to get a little bit of the Rashi Prakim. Then we're going to learn about what is Teres Eretz Yisrael. What did Rav Kook mean? What did Tzaddikim mean? What did Chazal mean by Teres Eretz Yisrael? Because Yerushalmi is Teres Eretz Yisrael. Those are the pages that you have. We're going to learn those. And then we're going to spend, Mitzvah Hashem, around 2 or 3 weeks from now, we're going to spend 2 or 3 shiurim talking about the history of the Yerushalmi, the background of the Yerushalmi. What is the Talmud Yerushalmi? And we're going to then start learning some sugyas, and each sugya that we're going to learn is going to be using different klolim on how we make this distinction between Torah Ruchnis and Torah Maisis, and all the different klolim that we have, and how to understand the differences between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi through these sugyas that we'll be, Mitzvah Hashem, be able to understand. In the second Torah that you have here on the page, the Hagos of the Ramaz on Eitz Chaim, let's just try to translate the words. It's going to take a year to figure them out, but let's just try to translate the words. This is all very much connected to Sefer Yehoshua, which we'll be going to be resuming soon, Mitzvah Hashem, on Shabbos. This is the Sefer Yehoshua, and it's very connected to what we're learning also in Rav Kook now, in Eretz Chayfetz, Rav Shaila, to try to bring all these things back together and take our notebooks and go to Yerushalayim already. Soy Talmud Yerushalmi Hu Balayim. So the Ramaz Zakuta, Rav Moshe Zakuta, says that the secret, the mystery of Talmud Yerushalmi is Balayim. The Lei Imenu is the side of the Talmud Yerushalmi. Now, before we go any further, what would you say, any ideas, like what would Lay have to do with the Yerushalmi? Just anything offhand, anything come to mind? What's up the Leia and the Yerushalmi? Ki hi soid Yerushalayim. So the Tzaddik says, ki hi soid Yerushalayim. The Leia is the soid of Yerushalayim.
She had Yehuda.
Yehuda. What comes to mind right away is that Yehuda, Mashiach ben David, right? That comes to mind. Yehuda comes from Leah, Mashiach ben David. Obviously, Yehuda, Mashiach ben David is the world of Yerushalayim. That's the world of Yerushalayim. Correct, absolutely correct. Anything else? What else? Leah is Yerushalayim. Leah is the Said Hayu, is the Talmud, Said Talmud Yerushalmi. Anything else?
Maybe it's the older one, she's overpowered by the younger, or the Yerushalmi is overpowered by the Bavli.
The older one. So the Yerushalmi is the older one. And then you said something very good.
And it's overpowered by the Bavli.
I think overshadowed would be a nicer word.
Sorry.
Okay. Overpowered is it? Overshadowed by, here, Rabbi Tzomorcha said a gevaldig gevard now. The Yerushalmi is the Yerushalmi, of course, is older. We'll talk a lot about that. The Yerushalmi is older, and yet somehow, just like Leah Yemenu, just like Leah Yemenu is the older, but she becomes overshadowed by the younger, by Rachel. Yeah, gevaldig. Becomes overshadowed by the younger one. Not only, maybe even in a certain way displaced by the younger one. How did that happen? What does that mean? In a certain way, Yerushalayim has been overshadowed by Bavel. It seems to us to be a terrible avla. We just grew up that way, that we learned Talmud Bavli, and Yerushalayim is sitting on the shelf, and you blow the dust off every night. Now and then, before Pesach, you wipe them off. But it's an avla, if you think about it, no? That Yerushalayim is sitting on the shelf, and Bavli, which is even the word Bavli, is hurts. And that, how could such a thing come to be that the younger one and the world of Golas overshadows the Yerushalmi and the oldest and Lei Imenu. And let's take that a step further, what Yitzhak Mordechai was saying, is that Rachel is Yifas Toivi, Yifas Mara, right? Everybody's astonished by the beauty of Rachel Imenu, and the whole world learns the Bavli, and that's our entire life is learning the Bavli and be Paskin according to the Bavli. And the Yerushalmi is Leah Imenu, Enele Arakos, Yushalmi, doesn't seem to us to be so beautiful. We don't understand the Yushalmi. It's very, very hard. You all know that the difference between Rachel and Leah, the Zohar Kaddish makes a chiluk between the Almad is Galia and the Almad is Kasia. Rachel is revealed beauty, and Leah is concealed beauty. When Yaakov Inu came to the house, he only wanted Rachel Imenu. He wanted that beauty that is open, that's clear, and that's revealed, that's here in this world, that's for the taking, and that everybody could see is beautiful. And then Nebuchadnezzar Imenu is the Alma Deskasia, is Torah HaRuchanis, is something which is much, much more hidden. Alma Deskasia, the Zohar calls Leah Imenu the world of concealment. In this world, Leah doesn't appear to be so beautiful. She's not as beautiful as Rachel. Everybody is excited about Rachel, and Leah Nebuch has to work her way somehow into Beis Yaakov in a funny way. She has to get into Beis Yaakov, into the house of Yaakov Avinu. So, Soy Talmud Yushalmi Hu Beleya. The secret of Talmud Yushalmi is Beleya.
I think also
Rachel's Mavaka
Benea, that as they go to Bavel.
Right, as they go down to Bavel. And not only that, but the whole Inyan of Rachel Imenu is how to sustain us when we're in that darkness of Bavel, right? When we're going down into Golis.
She
right?
What? She never really made it into Yerushalayim.
She's never really Yerushalayim. She's Beis Lechem. But Yerushalayim is not her place. Leimenu. Okay, she's buried in Maros Machpelah, but the world of Yerushalayim is Leimenu. And Rochli Menu's place is Golas. She's Michutz. Rochli Menu is outside. She's outside. And yet, the Bavli is the Torah of Golas, and we pass like the Bavli. And Leimenu is Leimenu, Yushalayim, Amadiskasya, the world of Torah HaRuchanis and concealment and prophecy of David HaMelech, of Yehuda, and so on, is overshadowed by the world of Rachel Imenu, which is the Torah of Golas, because Rachel is b'derech Beis Lechem, derech Ephrasa. And let's continue to read here. Soy Talmud Yushalmi Beleya, ki hi soyd Yushalayim, u bavli b'rochel. Bavli b'rochel. Where was Yosef HaTzadik, a king? Yosef HaTzadik was a king in Mitzrayim, which we could say is Bavel, Chutz La'aretz. The Malchus of Yosef HaTzadik was not in Eretz Yisrael, it was not in Yerushalayim. Yehuda, Dor HaMelech, that's Leah, that's the world of Yerushalayim, that's the Yerushalmi. Rachel Imenu, Yosef HaTzadik, Mashiach ben Yosef, that Inyan HaKoach is a Koach that was ruling over Mitzrayim. That he somehow was the Mashbir, that he kept everybody alive while being in Mitzrayim. So the Bavli, which is the Torah of Chutz La'aretz, which is the Inyan of Rachel al HaDerech, and Yosef and Tzadik is somehow a way of Jews being able to survive as Jews while being Michutz, while being outside. So all the years of Golas, that Torah of Rachel Imenu, of Bavel, of Golas, of managing in the darkness, that is Yosef and Mitzrayim, and that rules. That's the koach of the Talmud Bavli. And the Talmud Yushalmi, which is Leah, which is Amad Eskasya, which is Malchus Beis David, which is Yehuda, and so on, which is that state of Torah Ruchanis, of Eskasya, and Nevuah, and so on, is sort of waiting in the wings to be redeemed. And that's the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. So, the Ramaz explains, "Kine b'tchilas hagolus." Now he says a very deep thing. Just try to read the words and see what we can make out of them. He says, "Betchilas ha-golas." At the beginning of Golas, when we were still fresh out of Yerushalayim. At the beginning of Golas, when we went on the Haras Bavel, when we had just left Yerushalayim, but we were still, remember, we still at the beginning had Nevi'im with us. We had Epis, something of Nevi'im. Right? We still had something. At the beginning of Golas. At that time, the sparks of holiness were not yet so deeply hidden or deeply embedded in the darkness of Galus. We were still fresh from the Beis HaMikdash. We still were connected to Yerushalayim, and we had just gone out to Bavel. So there's still great tzaddikim at that time who were connected to the shiraim of prophecy of Nevuah. There were still people who were talmidim of the Nevi'im, saw Nevi'im, experienced Nevuah, but now we're in Bavel. And those early tzaddikim at that strange time of transitioning from Torah Shebichsarav to Torah Shebaal Peh, from Nevuah to Torah Shebaal Peh, that at that time, Zochu Oysam HaTzadikim L'Sakin Yitzaytzes Gedolus Besoid Leia. There were great tzaddikim who were still able to bring tikkunim using the sod, the secret, and the energy and the power of Leia Yimeinu, which is the Koch of Yerushalayim of Beis HaMikdash, of the Yerushalmi, even after the Churban. But it was a short time after the Churban. But they were still able to... Mordechai was one of those tzaddikim. The whole Indian of Mordechai and Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh and Reb Tzadik and Purim, it's a tremendous, tremendous sugya. It's all about Purim, Mordechai. But Mordechai is a Magoila Shahaglusa. Mordechai and the different opinions in Chazal, who was Mordechai, who was Mordechai, and who's Ezra, and who's Nehemiah. In that time of the beginning of Golas, those tzaddikim were able to saken the tzaitzes gedolus beside Leah. Kine soid ha Talmud levara birurin lohitzi hapsilus. What does the Talmud do? What does the Gemara do? The Gemara is constantly being levara birurin. Levara birurin means the Gemara is always examining the subject, examining the Ratzon Hashem, and separating and peeling and. It can be very difficult. We've all spent a good part of our lives doing that. These birurim of oser, mutter, tameh, tahor, right? Posel, kosher. The Gemara is bimvare birurim, kashes, terutzim, kashes. Svaras, havaminas, maskanas. The Gemara is constantly in a state of birurim. Now, to be mevara, to separate what is the will of Hashem from what is not the will of Hashem. Those are the birurim. Can you say that Talmud levar birurim lahaitzi hapsilus, and to remove that which doesn't belong from our lives, to come to the halacha, to come to that clarity of what's the Ratzon Hashem. So that's the Gemara is constantly doing. Every Gemara that we're learning, we're engaged in this unbelievable avoda of the tzaddikim of the generations to clarify, to be mevarer, like the melach of Bayer, separating what you want from what you don't want. That's what they're always doing. That's all the chacham are doing, constantly being mevarer, birurim, birurim, and birurim. Now, he says, "Kine soida tamul levar birurim lahitzi apsilas beside kash v'tevin." The way that by the wheat, in order to get to the grain, you have to, which is all the melachas, I'll say the asidur the pas, but you have to separate, like in Hilchos Shabbos, you have to separate till you get to what you actually need in order to bake the bread. You have to the kash, the tevin, the straw, and the chaff, and so on. Birurim, birurim. That's what's involved. Shema kushis. Now, when you learn Navi, you don't have Birurim. Right? You learn Navi, you don't have. You have You have stories, and you have psukim, but the Navi comes and says, Kayamar Hashem, this is what the Baruch Shalom says. Here it is. Boom. In the Gemara, you don't have anything like that. No one's coming and saying Kayamar Hashem. And if someone would have said that, they would have thrown him out of the yeshiva, right? Nobody's Kayamar Hashem, they're Birurim. We don't know exactly what God said. We're trying to figure it out. So we have ways of figuring it out that were given to us in Har Sinai. Gimel Midas, the Torahs and the Drashas Behem. We have all different ways of trying to be Mavara, to clarify, to get to the Maskana of what's the Ratzon Hashem. That Avoida of Birurim is an Avoida that's very, very much connected to Golas. The same way that when you're in a dark place, you're constantly being Mavara Birurim. You're trying to figure out where you are. You're trying to move things aside that are in the way. And you're trying to get to where you have to go in the darkness. It's constantly with Birurim. In Tanakh, you don't have Birurim. In the Zohar Kaddish, not that any of us are learned in the Zohar Kaddish, but from what any of us have seen in the Zohar Kaddish, it's not, there's no Birurim in the Zohar Kaddish. It's thus is thus. This is what it is. In the Kisvei Ari, in Kabbalah, it's not Birurim. It's not a Blat Gemara. It's not. And in the Yerushalmi, it's infinitely less than in the Bavli. In other words, the closer you get to Terah HaRuchnis, the closer you get to Nevuah, to that clear voice of God, it's understood that the less Birurim are necessary. Right? Is that clear? The less refining, the less working through and clearing away and moving aside. When you're in the place of Nevuah, it's a lichtige room. The lights are on. When you're in Yerushalayim, when you're in the world of Nevuah, the lights are on. The lights are on. And in that lichtige world, when the lights are on, you're not busy with havaminis and maskandas. You're not busy with mutter, aser, posel, kosher, rasha. You're not in that world. That's the Eitz Hadas Tovah Ra. That whole inyan of right and wrong, Tovah and Ra, and all the birurim of the Gemara. That's not in the world of Tanakh. We're not in the world of Tanakh. We don't find the Nevi'im talking and learning. Try to find something like that. Which any two Jews that sit together at a chasna, what are you learning? They start talking and learning, and they start yelling at each other and fighting. Right? That's how we live. In Tanakh, we don't find talking and learning. We don't find this whole inyan of birurim, of the kashas, of the breaking through the klipas, separating the toy from the ra. In Tanakh, we don't experience that. In the Zohar Kaddish, that's not how the Zohar Kaddish works. The Zohar Kaddish is a world of giluyim, of revelations, of amazing statements, and everybody going whoa. All the other chaverim saying whoa, and then the next day it's the other one's turn, and he says something, and the rest of the chaverim goes whoa. We never heard something like that. That's the Zohar Kaddish, giluyim. You have that in the Gemara? The second someone says something, all the Chavarim say, what? What are you talking about? All the Chavarim start yelling at him. That's how you learn Gemara. The rest of the Chavar is yelling at him. Everybody's fighting with him. Everybody's arguing. What? The Shreish Lagamah. The whole Gemara is in such a way. Birurim. Kashis and Terutzim, it's a very holy thing. It's the Avodah of Golus. Primarily, it's the Avodah of Golus. Tanakh. Yerushalmi, we'll talk a lot about the Yerushalmi, how that works in the Yerushalmi. The Zohar Kaddish, Kisvei Ari, it's not a world of Birurim, it's a world of Yichudim. We'll talk more about that. It's not a world of Birurim, of separating, of refining, of clarifying. So in the beginning, let's look back in the Hagos of the Ramaz. Kine betchilas hagolus lahi kol kach nitzayzer shkus v'zochu oisam at tzadikim l'sakin nitzayzer gedolus beside laya. So most of the tikkunim at the beginning of golus was beside laya. I mean, golus had started, and therefore there are in the Yerushalmi inyanim of shakla v'taya. There are much, much less. much, much less, and in a different language, in a different with a different mahalach. We'll see. We're going to learn about that. But the tzaddikim were able to lasak in the tzaddik gadol besod leia, which means where there was a stronger hashpah from Shammai, a stronger hashpah of nevuah, of Torah haruchanis. Again, we're going to talk about all of this in Bishem as we go along. Can he soid hat talmud levar be ruin lahaitzi apsoilus beside kash v'tevin shema kushias? The side of Talmud is kushias. Kushias means dilemmas, like galus. All of galus is a big kasha. All of galus is kushias. And the seder of the Talmud, and the way of the Talmud, and the side of the Talmud is kushias. Not a lack of clarity. And because of that lack of clarity, the Chacham are constantly trying to be mevarer. What is the nekuda hapanimis? What is the truth? Constantly being mevarer. And then v'acharkach tokfet. So in the beginning, it wasn't as strong. In the early years, it wasn't as strong, those kashes and terutzim and the back and forth. It wasn't as strong when he first went to the Golas. Because there was still the hashra of prophecy. There was still the light of prophecy. There was still a certain clarity. But then, as we got further along into Golus, V'achakach, he says, Tokfet Saras HaShibud. Then he Tokfet Saras HaShibud. Then the Shibud got much, much worse. Like, you know that we've learned over the years that Chazal Darshan, when he says when we were trying that the Vayivido Asam, the Mitzvim were causing us to work, and we had a Vayidus Parach, B'choymer, B'Levenim, so Chazal say B'choymer is Kavachoymer, and Levenim is Liban Hilchasa. But Chazal are telling us that when we were in Mitzrayim, in the Shibud of Mitzrayim, there were like Brises and Tesefthas and Mishnayas and Gemaras. Now, if you would stop a guy in Mitzrayim and say, how's your. Also, what's with the Gemara? He said, I never heard of the Gemara that you're talking about. I'm just trying to work over here so I don't get beaten. But that's Galus. And when Chazal say, Chaimer Ulevenim, Chaimer, what's it called in English? The Chaimer, the mortar and the bricks, right? The Levenim. So Chazal say, Chaimer is Kalva Chaimer. And Levenim is Libun, is clarifying the halacha. Were they learning or were they working? Of course they were working. There's a very deep thing that Chazal is saying about the Inyan of Galus, the Inyan of what Galus is. It's Birurim, it's Bechaimer Ulevenim. Avoid the kasha, Chazal say, da kushya. Avoid the kasha in Egypt was hard work. Avoid the kasha, Chazal say, kushya. Those are the questions of the Gemara. Avoid the kasha, da kushya. There were kashas in Mitzrayim when we were working. The kasha was, when am I going to have something to eat? When's the day over? But Chazal darshan on all of this, avoid the kasha is da kasha. Chaim elevenim is kalv chaim elibun hilchas, all these. And the Tevin Ubar is Brises and Tosefta's and Mishnayas and Gemara's in Mitzrayim. That's the Din of Golus. Because all of Golus is Birurim. Is Birurim. When we're not in that place of prophecy, of clarity, of Yerushalayim, when we're Michutz, when we're outside of Yerushalayim, we're trying to figure things out and we're groping in the darkness, and that's the Birurim of Halacha. Ki Gavra Koach HaKlipa. So over time, the koach of the klipa, of tumah, of galus, was getting stronger and stronger. And we were getting further away from Yerushalayim, further away from the Beis HaMikdash, further away from the Urim v'Tumim and from the Vim and from the Nisim of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen Gadol, further and further, and we were getting deeper and deeper into a world of kushyas, of kashyas, of chayim elevenim, of issues that we had to be mavara to try to figure out. You remember we were learning in Sefer Yeshua what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu died? All of a sudden they had so many kashas, right? And they came to Yeshua and they asked Yeshua, Sha'al, nu? Okay, fragen. Go ask God, what are we supposed to do? And Yeshua, they wanted to kill him. You remember we're learning in Sefer Yeshua? They wanted to kill Yeshua. They said, go ask God. But the world of Torah Shebaal Peh was now in motion, and God says, you guys got to figure it out. That's you have to figure it out. Now that was the shift from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael, which we're learning about. But then in Eretz Yisrael, it's already something else. We get to Yerushalayim, and then from Yerushalayim, they even go to Bavel, and Bavel is a place of confusion. Ki gavra koach klipa v'lahayu chaim levara oid bebchina el yaina. So the Ramban says they were no longer able to be mevarer the halacha to come to the Ratzon Hashem, to that truth, bebchina elyona, taking the high road, in the higher way. The higher way, again, under the influence of Yerushalayim, under the influence of Nevuah. They weren't able to take that. They weren't able to go in that way anymore. Levar oid bebchina elyona, rak besoid bavli kenizka. And now it moved into the side of the Bavli, Kiniska. With the Bavli, every single page is filled with kashas and terutzim and back and forth, accepting and rejecting and unanswered questions, right? All over. And even when you go through the whole sugi in the Bavli, and you learn it through three or four times, and then you're learning the sugi in the Bavli, you're learning the Gemara and Shabbos, and your wife says, "So do I put the plata like this, or don't I put the plata like this?" And you say, "Oh, it's a Gemara." Shabbos isn't 3 minutes. How do I get this ready for Shabbos? It's machlokes. She says, "I don't know what you guys did all those years. I don't know. I just want to know that this is okay for Shabbos. I don't care about your machlokes." And we're standing there. It's machlokes. It's just a machlokes. And when you don't know what the truth is, the safest place to go to say it's a machlokes. Right? It's a machlokes. Okay. But what's the lamaisa? So the soid habavli is kenizka. V'zeh soid sha'omru b'machashakim ha'yishivani zeh Talmud Bavli. The Machashakim, that Hashem says in Eicha, that Hashem placed us, He put us in a very, very dark place in Bavel. And that's called the Gemara's in Sanhedrin Chavdal. I'll bring it, that's the next thing there. Shehuba Madrega Yoyser Tachtana Meyushalmi. Shehuba Madrega Yoyser Tachtana Meyushalmi. Which is on a lower level than the Yushalmi. Leia is the older, is the Gedolah, and Rachel is the Ketana. The Yushalmi is the older, and the Bavli is the Ketana. But Machashakim Hoshivani Kimesei Olam. Even what happened, we're not going to go into right now, what happened with Yaakov and Rachel and Leah in the darkness of that night when they were switched, it's all Haflutika thing. It's the Indian of the Bavli and the Yushalmi also. It's all the roots of what would happen later on in time with the Bavli and the Yushalmi. But for the meantime, the Ramaz says clearly, Shuba Madrega Yoisa Tachtanim Yerushalmi, that the Bavli is on a lower level than the Yerushalmi. The Bavli is a world filled with kashas and terutzim, filled with kash and tevin and birurim and clearing and moving things away and trying to figure things out. That's the world of the Bavli, and that's the world of Rachel Imenu, which is beautiful. Rachel is beautiful. And that's the Gemara Sanhedrin Chavdal. The next thing is Machashakim Hashivani Kimesei Olam. Om Reb Yirmiya Zeh Talmud Shel Bavel. So that's like one of the most radical Mamar Chazal in all of Shas. Machashakim Hashivani Kimesei Olam is found in the Talmud Bavli. That you put me into a dark place like someone who's dead and forgotten. Kimesei Olam. Like someone who's dead and lying in the grave forever. And the Gemara says, "I'm Reb Yirmiya," and you hear in the name, even the name Reb Yirmiya is the Indian of Yirmiya Hanavi, which is the Merirus of Golas. Zeh Talmuda Shel Bavel. That's the Talmud Bavli. The Bavli says this. Zeh Talmuda Shel Bavel. This is the Talmud Bavli. The Zohar Chodesh goes a step further. The next piece. V'ha'or zeh Talmud Yerushalmi. When we see or in the Torah, v'yalukim is the or, v'yalukim yor, v'yalukim is or, v'yalukim that the or is toiv, ki toiv, it's good. So the or is Talmud Yerushalmi. The light is Talmud Yerushalmi. Shemeir es Or HaTorah. Shemeir es Or HaTorah. La'achashi his battle Or Zeh. Mazor Chodesh says this translated from Aramaic. La'achar shehiz batal or zeh. After the light went out, after the light of the Yerushalmi was extinguished, that clarity, kivyochel nisharu b'chashecha. Kivyochel, we remained in darkness. We were in galus, in terrible darkness. After the light of the Yerushalmi was extinguished, we were in darkness. K'mo shekosu b'machashakim ha'yishivani. And that pasuk in Eicha, that you put us into dark places. Zet Talmud Bavli. Shaholchem boi b'nei ha'olam b'machashakim. Where the b'nei ha'olam are walking around b'machashakim in dark places. So what we're learning here is that somehow the koyach of the Bavli, which is the koyach of Birurim, which is Rochli Meinu, which is the Almadiz Galia, which Chazal compared to a Rachela, a sheep, a Rachela, where in order to get, you have to shear off the wool and clean the wool and separate the wool, and, like in the Melachas of Shabbos, till you get to the actual material, till you're able to make material. So that's the Bavli. That's the Bavli. That's the process of the Bavli. And we need that. The Zohar is saying that this tafkid, this job of the Bavli, is that through the years that we're going to be in Golus, just like Gavriel mentioned that Rachel Imenu is buried along the way, and she's giving chizik to Jews who are going down to Golus, so too, her Gemara, which is the Talmud Bavli, is the Talmud, is the Gemara of the Machashakim of Golus, of darkness, of Jews who are in Golus. And the same way Yosef HaTzadik, the Yosef HaTzadik would give life to us when we were in Golus, in Mitzrayim, so too, the Inyan of the Bavli is to give life to the Jewish people while we're in Golus. That's the Inyan of the Bavli. Masha'en came the Yerushalmi is Vaha'or, Zetam the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is when Jews are living in a tkufa, in a time, in a way of or, like when there was Nevuah, and when Mitzvah Mashiach comes, and as Rav Kook was screaming all the time that we're Otot, we're going to be there, we have to try more and more to connect to that or of Pnimis HaTorah and to the or of the Yerushalmi, because that's where we're holding now, right now before Mashiach comes, because it's already Erev Shabbos, we're already holding by not by Erev Shabbos, we're already holding by Otot, by Shabbos. And then look at the Zohar Chodesh and Rus on the bottom. Now there's the Zohar Chodesh, the Zohar is darshaning the Pasuk in Rus, where you remember that at the end of Rus, it says, Zoist v'zoist l'fonim yisrael ala gula v'ala t'mura, when the exchange was made, and when Rus was, as a result of the chalitza that took place, that Rus was then able to marry Boaz, and that from that relationship of Rus and Boaz, the Megillah ends with, v'yishai harlit is David. Right, so the Megillah is telling us there at the end, "Bezois lefonim biYisrael." Formerly, this was done in Yisrael. This is how it used to be. Bezois lefonim biYisrael, alagula v'alatmura, alagula v'alatmura, cases of redemption and exchange, which is what took place there, the redemption and the exchange of Rus with Boaz, redemption and exchange, alagula v'alatmura. The Zoysa Tu'uda b'Yisrael, it says. This was the process of ratification, of confirm, of ratification. Zoysa Tu'uda b'Yisrael, like a Tu'uda. It's like a report card, right? Ratification. So the Zohar Chodesh is explaining this pasuk and says the following. Look at the last piece on the page. Al ha-gula zeh sifrei nevi'im. Gula is Tanakh, sifrei nevi'im. Valatmura, Zet Talmud Bavli, and the exchange of redemption, switching, exchanging redemption, is Talmud Bavli. Shepilpulu, Beloshen, Yehudis. Lashon Yehudis is referring here to Aramaic, to Aramis. That the language is an exchange for the Lashon HaKodesh. The Nevi'im spoke in our language, in Hebrew. In that place of Or, they spoke in Lashon HaKodesh. The Talmud Bavli already is already Yehudis Aramis, is in Aramaic, which already there's a bilbul in the language. The language is no longer lichtig, it's no longer clear, it's already Targum. It's Targum. That Targum is called a Tmura. It's not the original. The Tmura means something has been switched, like Rach and Leah. Something was exchanged. Something was switched. Something happened. There was Or, there was Nevuah, there was Lashon HaKodesh, there was Hebrew. The Tmura, the Zohar says, the Tmura is Talmud Bavli. Something was switched, substituted, and exchanged. Zet Talmud Bavli, Shepilpul, there it's Pilpulim, it's not clear anymore. Pilpulim. Back and forth, Pilpulim, in Lashon Yehudis, Naramis. V'zois ha-tu'udah b'Yisrael, zet Talmud Yerushalmi. Now, zois ha-tu'udah, tu'udah means when something is clear, it's ratified and it's confirmed. That's the Yerushalmi, the Zohar says. That's what we're going to come back to, the Yerushalmi. D'chsiv, tzura tu'udah chasayim Torah b'limudai. It says in Yeshaya, fasten this warning and see, this was the translation that I saw in the art scroll. Fasten this warning and seal the teaching unto the hearts of my students. Tzura tu'uda chasoyim Torah b'limudai. That's called the Yerushalmi. Fastening the teaching unto the hearts of the students. Something which is clear. Something which is absolute. Fastening the teaching to the hearts of my students. That's the Yerushalmi. V'shom hoyu. V'loy b'chutz laretz. V'shom ha'yu v'loy b'chutz laretz. The ma'aseh that happened with Rus and with Boaz was in Beis Lechem, which itself is a very significant place for that to happen, and we're not going to go into it right now. But in that place is shom ha'yu v'loy b'chutz laretz, uksiv la'tayra v'la'tu'uda. La'tayra v'la'tu'uda. The clarity, the ultimate clarity is called Yerushalmi. That's called Geula. That's the Or of Tanakh that was affected by Yerushalayim and by prophecy in a very direct way. The Bavli is called the Tmura, an exchange, a substitute. Something was switched. Something was exchanged. Tanakh is Lashon HaKodesh and so on. And that exchange then takes place. Now, why is it that you have Aramis in the Yerushalmi and in the Zohar Kodesh is come out all Aramis? That's a conversation. It's not for right now. We'll get to it, Mitzvah Shem. But this is the Alagula Vala Tmura, Alagula Vala Tmura. I heard once a marshal, I'm Godav, and I heard a marshal that when a person goes into a room that is lit up, when he leaves that room that was lit up, like if we walk out of this room right now, when you walk out of a room that was lit up, that's mu'ar, so then you have a klolis way of remembering in general everything that, you know, what the room is, what's going on in the room. But in a klali yistik way. That's when you walk out from a room that's lit up. Now, what happens when you're in a room that's pitch dark? When you're in a room that's pitch dark, you don't have at all a sense of the room. But you have an uncanny sense that you have to learn of what are the pratim in the room. The chair, the desk, because everything you have to make your way around. In the room when it's lit, you don't have to make your way around. So you walk out and you have a general sense of what the room is about. But when you're in a dark room, pitch dark room, then you don't have a picture of the room, b'chlal, but you have a grasp of the details of the room because you're working your way through. So I remember hearing a marshal, again, I don't remember where I heard this, but that's the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. It was the Yerushalmi, that Or of Nevuah is a klolistic vision from like on top of a mountain. It's a big vision. That's the Inyan of the Yerushalmi and the Zohar Kodesh. That's the Inyan of when it's lit up. Bavli is when you're in pitch dark, in Golos, Machashak and Meshivani. That Torah is already a Torah not so much of the klolistic Zachen. It's a Torah of Prote Protem. That's what the Bavli is. The nitty gritty, every detail. Because when you're in darkness, you just, when you're in that dark place, you're dealing with every single prat, every single piece. When you're in the world of when you're in a place that's lit up in the Yerushalmi, you're then in that aura of seeing the klal, but you're not as focused on the prat. When you learn Tanakh, you don't see discussions of Muktzeh. You don't see discussions of Arba Avos Nezikim. When you learn Navi, you don't see that. In Bavli, every single detail of life. Right? In the Vua and Nach, it's the bigger picture. Now the Tachlis is joining together the bigger picture with all of the details of the picture. That's the Tachlis. That's what Rav Kook is talking about. Reuniting the Bavli and the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, the world of Leah and Rachel, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Yerushalayim, and the rest of the world to bring back to Hashem, so that the aura of Navi, of Nevuah, will be revealed together with the Ratzon of Hashem as it becomes known through every single thing in the room, every single thing in the world, every single detail of life, which is Dira B'Tachtayim, which is the Shekhinah dwelling in this world, in every single detail of this world. That's the ultimate Tachlis. Now, how that translates into the learning of the two Talmudim, we're going to begin to talk about Mitzvah Hashem next week. Well, in the end, Mashiach ben David is the Mashiach ben David is Dayton, and Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be the scum. It's going to be like the vice president. You shall be.
I think that's the Lavitch River, no? This is the darkness and the light.
He wrote a lot about it. We'll talk about it.